Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, Kingdom. Good morning, good morning, good morning. This is Good Morning, Kingdom with Prophetess Sonya Butler. And today is May 7th, 2015. Today is National Prayer Day. So this morning we're going to be having prayer on a conference line. Please feel free to join in with the prayer from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. this morning on National Prayer Day. The toll-free conference line is 1-832-551-5100. The PIN code is 234-349-POUND. Again, the toll-free conference line is 1-832-551-5100. The PIN is 234-349-POUND. And we'll be having prayer from 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. this morning on Thursday, May 7, 2015, which is National Prayer Day. So find yourself praying. We always recommend that you pray early in the morning before you start your day. Consult God and see what God has for you on that day. You don't know what you're going to encounter, but God knows and He sees all things. First of all, I'd like to acknowledge the starting musical piece. It's by a group that's called Unbroken Light. They have a website, unbrokenlight.com, and then also they have a Facebook page. Feel free to visit them. They're worshipers, and I'm so excited about what God is doing with the connections that He is making. This is today, May 7, 2015, and this is the podcast. It's for your daily kingdom assignment. You know, starting out, this is the first podcast God gave me to do a podcast each day to give a daily kingdom assignment. Each day that you wake up and God breathes new life into your body, it is a day that the Lord has made, and we shall rejoice and be glad in it. But we should also know that there's an assignment that God has for us on that day. So if you're waking up each day and you're not seeking God first and foremost for the assignment, and you're also not walking out your assignment, and you go throughout the day and you end the day and you haven't served your purpose for that day, then you're just merely existing. You got to understand that God developed us, created us for purpose, and there is His purpose. And so God wants us to be walking out each assignment on a daily basis. Now, from starting this today, this is May 7th, 2015, we're 5 months into the year of 2015. If you have not walked or you have not held any assignments, then think of all the assignments that you've missed up until this point. So sometimes we need a little guidance and instruction. God is really instructing and guiding His people today, especially with everything that's going on in this world. And so today's assignment comes from John 14:1. To God, what would you have your people to know today, May 7th? So for the daily kingdom assignment today, John 14:1, according to King James Version, says, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me." So the assignment for today and every day is to trust in God from a different perspective. John 14:1 was a passage where Jesus was comforting and encouraging his disciples. And he was telling them that, "I came so that you may be comforted. I came so that you may be delivered, and that I am going back to prepare a place for you. And I'm going to come. I will return to come for you." And even God, you know, with him being so considerate and considering us with the Holy Spirit. So we have the Holy Spirit that comforts us. And there's many, many scriptural passages in the Bible where Jesus manifested himself in and for us. And so we have to be cognizant that, you know, God is for us, not against us. And especially with everything that's going on in society today with, you know, just yesterday there was a tornado that hit Oklahoma, it hit Nebraska, it hit Kansas. And something for the first time in Oklahoma was the first time that they had issued a flash flood warning. And so, you know, there's always, you know, room and opportunity for first times. But I see these things as key and instrumental to the coming of the Messiah. And so it's the end times. We've got to be alert and know that it's the end times. And so we've got to trust in God more than ever. So how do we do that? We read our Bible. We sup with God. We depend on Him. Proverbs 3:5 says, "Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, and lean not unto thine own understanding." And so we've got to trust in God. Now, the assignment is not just for you, but it is for someone else that God may allow to cross your path. And so what's happening is we're missing those God opportunities, you know, in ourselves and also in others. And so when we talk about the kingdom assignment of trusting in God, we're saying trust in God. But you first have to trust in God and know that God is who He is. John 14:1 says, "Let not your heart be troubled. Ye believe in God, believe also in me." Jesus was saying, you've got to believe in God. If you believe in God, then you believe also in me. And so when we believe in God, we believe that He is our Father. We believe that He is our Creator. We believe that He has our best interests at heart. So we trust, we lean, and we depend on Him and not man. We do not lean to our own understanding. We do not have the logic as to what's happening in today's world, in today's society. We do not have those things. So we trust and believe in God for all things. And then by, you know, just being victorious and trusting in God, we can then go and talk to someone else and give them the information or give them biblical references, scriptures that allows them to trust in God. You know, you've got to be comforting to your sisters and brothers. There are people out there that are hurting. There are people out there that are really suffering. There are people that are really experiencing some things and they don't really understand. There are people out there that don't know God. And so we have to be those vessels. We were developed as disciples to go out and get other disciples. And that's what your assignment is for today. First, you trust in God with all your heart, and then you go and begin to admonish someone else. Now, you don't have to run people down to tell them to trust in God, but God just allows throughout the day people to cross your path, you to cross people's path. And now is the time, like none other, that we should be encouraging our sisters and brothers. We should be turning them to God. We should be giving God as a reference point to them. We should be giving scriptures as a reference point to them so that those scriptures may comfort them in their time of grieving, their time of illness, their time of sickness. Those scriptures are there so that they help us with our daily living. And so we have to make sure that we are on assignment each day. But every day that we do not carry out our God assignment, someone is being missed. Someone is not being touched. Someone is not being encouraged. Someone is not being loved. And someone does not know God. So the same God that we trust, we ought to be admonishing others to trust God. And so you've got to understand that there is an assignment on your life. When you rise each morning, consult God. Ask God, what is it that you would have for me to do on this very day? Do not take one day for granted. As I stated earlier, we are already in the fifth month of the year. We have already missed so many assignments. We've missed so many people. We've missed so many encouragements. We've missed so many prayers, so many fellowships. We've missed it. We've missed the mark. We're halfway there, and we've missed the mark. So we've got to pick up the pace, and we've got to run this race. And we've got to get to the finish line. But it's not important for us to get to the finish line by ourselves. We've got to stop along the way and pick up our sisters and brothers. And we've got to allow them to run with us. We've got to encourage them to run with us. Because when I get to the finish line, I don't want to be the only one at the finish line. I want to look around and see my fellow sisters and brothers at the finish line with me. So we want to make sure that we're reaching out. We've got to take on an attitude of selflessness, and we've got to step away from being selfish. And so God is saying, reach out to your sisters and your brothers. They are hurting. They're suffering. They are in confusion. Things they don't understand, that you could just simply just take a little time out of your schedule and reach out and give them nothing but a scriptural reference. Give them an encouraging word. Even if you say, trust in God, trust in God. Just that one phrase, trust in God, will spark something for someone. It'll, even if it's, you know, they don't know God, then it sparks, well, who is God? You know, and then there you go. There's the door that's open to give them the reference of God. Give them the scripture focus. Focus everything back to God. You know, we always wait, you know, we think that we're supposed to get some type of, you know, acknowledgement, or we need to be acknowledged. We need to have credit for this and credit for that. But you know what? I don't want any credit. I want God to get all the glory, because that's where all glory is due. It's due Him. So we want to make sure that we're handling our kingdom assignment. I don't know if you know this, but we were all created for purpose. And we must be purpose-minded. We must be purpose-driven. And we must be working for the kingdom. So your daily kingdom assignment for today is trust in God. Revelations 1 and 8 says, and this is the King James Version, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the ending, saith the Lord, which is to come, the Almighty. So God created us He was there from the beginning. He'll be there at the end. You know, that is just victorious in itself, in knowing that even when we get to the finish line, God will be with us. When we were at the starting line, God was there. And throughout the race, God was with us. Sometimes he had to carry us because we couldn't carry ourselves. But you know what? God never left us. He never forsook us. And so we've got to trust in God for all things. You know, when I think about trusting in God, I think about someone, you know, if they're visually impaired, they have to have someone leading and guiding, or they have to have something leading and guiding them. And, you know, most times when you see someone, they may have a dog, and that dog is leading them. They're trusting that that dog is going to lead them safely throughout their path or their direction. And they're trusting that that dog's not going to lead them into danger. And so that's the type of trust that we should have. We should have that blind faith trust, that trust that, you know, no matter what we see naturally, it doesn't sometimes logically make sense to us, but we trust God. We're yet depending on him to lead us throughout the day. We're yet depending on him to guide us and instruct us on every step and every move and every action that we make. And so if we're trusting in God, then we can't go wrong. One of the key things is consult God each day before you, when you rise, before you start your day. Consult God and say, God, what would you have me to do today? Sometimes assignments are not when you first, you know, first step out of your door. Sometimes your assignment doesn't happen until the end of the day, but you've got to go in expectation of that assignment for that day. You know, sometimes I'm somewhere and I end up somewhere else, and logically it doesn't make sense, but, you know, if I was going off of logic, then I wouldn't be in those places to begin with. But I do know that God has led me to a specific place for a specific assignment. It could be a situation. It could be a person. You know, you just have to kind of stand still and let God speak to you and guide you. And don't move until God says move. And you know what I've learned? If you take those steps, then God will allow you to just sit and wait on the assignment, because sometimes the assignment hasn't made it to you yet. And so if you sit and wait, what I've learned is eventually the assignment shows up. And, you know, in an assignment, it's all about position. You cannot even carry out your assignment if you're not in the position where God is having you be at that particular time. So we must focus on those scriptures. We must consult God. You have to have a relationship with God. There's no other way to carry out this assignment if you do not have a relationship. So you have to be able to hear from God, hear what God is saying. And it's not just for, you know, a particular day. It's for a second of the day. It's every minute of the day, every hour. You've got to have a keen ear to hear what thus saith the Lord. And so I'm just admonishing you to carry out your assignments. You know, God said that my people, so many people, they are just going day to day. They're merely existing. They're not, they don't have an assignment. They get up, they go to work, they come home, and that's it. There's no assignment, that no purpose that has been served. Some of us are overdue for our purpose. There were things that we were supposed to do, you know, way back that we have not even accomplished. We haven't even tapped into. God has so much more for us, but because we're not seeing with God's eyes, we don't see it, and we miss the mark. And so it is now in the last days that we got to move forward, and we got to move swiftly. We got to be in assignment. We got to be found working in the vineyard. And so God is saying that my people need instruction. So that's why, you know, I have this podcast, is because God says the people need assignments and instructions for every day. He says every day that you wake up, every day that I breathe new life into your body, there is an assignment on your life. It's just like going to school and you have assignments and you don't carry out your assignment for today. Well, if you don't carry out your assignment for today, what grade do you get? You receive a zero because you did absolutely nothing for that day. I don't know about you, but I would not want to take an entire day of my life. That's time. If you think about it, it is time, and it's not just your time. It's God's time. It's somebody else's time that needed you for that day. So time is really of essence. Time is important in the last days, and trust me, these are the last days. You see all kinds of things going on everywhere throughout the United States and in other countries. And so we've got to be cognizant of everything that's going on around us. And, you know, when you don't have any direction or instruction, then guess what you're doing? You're just wandering. You're just wandering throughout the day. You're just wandering and moving about, and you're not able to carry out and do things on purpose. Even if you have a job, the job has some type of goal that you have that must be reached. And it's not you have an overall goal, but you also have a daily goal. So every day that you go, you have something that must be accomplished from the time that you enter that job to the time that you leave that job. Well, guess what? God's kingdom is our job. It's not just limited to a building. It's not limited to a seat. It is everywhere. It's out here in the environment. And so we've got to make sure that we're not just punching a time clock into the job, but when we wake up each day, we're punching a time clock into God's kingdom. God says that there are people that need you. There are people that are crying. Their hearts are crying. The hearts of the men are crying. They're crying for a Savior. They're crying to know things that exist that are better. They're crying to know something different. They want to do something different. But if you're not on the assignment, then how can they do anything different? How can they know anything different? How can they be encouraged? How can they be delivered? How can they be healed? How can they have joy? How can they be victorious if you're not on assignment? So every day that you decide not to do assignment or not to carry out your assignment or not to consult God for your assignment, someone is being affected. You know, I think that's what's wrong with us is we wake up and we have this mentality of we just really only have to be responsible for ourselves, you know, and we're not responsible for anyone else. What do you think? What kind of condition do you think we would be in if Jesus had that same mindset? If he just was concerned about himself, then he wouldn't have went to the cross for us. And so we've got to make sure that we are carrying out the same mindset that Jesus had. He came here in man form, walked the earth, and showed us the example. If you look throughout the Bible, his examples was out among the people, helping their people. Every day, every time he's mentioned, he's on assignment. And he doesn't just show up for the assignment, but he completes the assignment. And the ultimate assignment was coming here and dying for our sins so that we may be free. And he has completed that assignment. And so we must be Christ-like in our assignment and carrying out our assignments for each day. So remember, the daily assignment for today is trust in God. John 14:1, let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God, believe also in me. And this is not just an assignment, but it's a comforting word from God. It's a comforting word from God because things are happening and there's more things to come. And God is saying, if you trust in me, keep your eyes on me. In this day, we have to have what's called tunnel vision. We have to be focused on God. We can't let those things in our peripheral distract us. We can't let those things get our attention. We have to stay focused on God. If you stay focused on God, then God will guide you and instruct you on what to do in these days, where to go in these days, what's to come in these days. So trust in God. That's your assignment for today. but not just that you trust in God, encourage someone else that they too can trust in God for the situations, for what they may be going through, for the trials and the tribulations. Trust in God. Trust in God. I thank you for your listening ears today. This is Prophetess Sonya Butler. I have I can be reached on my Twitter at PT with S. Butler. Also, I have a Facebook, Provoking Thoughts with Prophetess Sonya Butler. And also, I have a Google Plus page. I can also be reached on Instagram at provoking.thoughts. Until tomorrow, be found accountable following the assignment for today. Stay tuned for tomorrow for the assignment for tomorrow. If I was you, I would not want to miss any of my assignments. Be blessed.